This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Later on, a Fair Wages Act is a matter of faith for a coalition of religious leaders.
But first, workers who have exceeded the 99-week maximum limit on unemployment benefits, they're called 99ers, were arrested for blocking traffic on Varick Street at a demonstration outside the New York State Department of Labor. They were demanding that Congress, in the upcoming lame duck session, immediately pass a bill granting benefits to those workers who have passed the 99-week limit. They also called for the reauthorization of unemployment benefits extensions set to expire and new legislation to, create jobs. There are currently 4.5 million 99ers, with an additional 50,000 jobless losing their benefits each week. This is an emergency, and the members of Flash Mobs for Jobs responded to it. Let's join Ken Nash at the demonstration of the 99ers.
We need a J-O-B
so we can E-A-T.
We need a J-O-B so we can E-A-T.
I'm here on Varick Street in front of the New York Labor Department with the 99ers. And if you could tell us your name and why you're here.
My name is Connie Kaplan. I'm a 99er. I've stopped receiving unemployment benefits as of March of this year. I am here to protest and rally for the 99ers to help get passage of Senate Bill 3706.
Why do you call yourself 99ers?
We call ourselves 99ers because that is the maximum amount in some states that one can conceivably receive unemployment insurance benefits. Some people only receive 46, some 53, but the max right now, as law stands, is 99 weeks.
You're off the rolls now, or you're...
Yes, so that's how we are disappearing and we're being ignored, except for Senate Bill 3706 would include the 99ers in an extension if it's passed during the lame duck session.
And how many more 99ers are there throughout the country?
Throughout the nation right now, as it stands, is 5 million. And by November 30th, nationwide, there are the possibilities of another million being added to that, because other people who are not 99ers, their employment extension ends at November 30th.
And what about for the people who are not yet 99ers, who will be dropping off the rolls, or what can happen to them in Congress?
In December, we'll have many, many people, 15 million people will be unemployed. They can be considered 99ers by December. 15 million people nationwide.
Right. And how did you become unemployed? What were you working at?
I was originally living in Orlando, Florida, and I had to have two jobs to support myself. I was a Florida realtor, and I was also a customer service rep for a big bus company. And I got laid off from the bus company. And real estate is not really a way of making a living anymore in any state because of the problem that we had nationwide with foreclosures.
And you're trying to get a job now?
Yes, I am. I was a corporate librarian that does research for investment bankers. And I have more rejection letters and, somebody else got the job, than I have hair on my head.
Okay. And how are you living right now?
One of my old daughters has allowed me to move in with her here in New York, in Queens. And I have exhausted my savings, my 401k, just living penny by penny. And I believe by December it's going to be, an ugly picture for me personally. I don't know how I'm going to get by because I have to be able to contribute towards the rent as well.
So what's going to be happening here today?
Today we plan to demonstrate. Some people are going to be arrested for civil disobedience. The rest of us are here in support and to make known what a 99er is and how dire our situation is. I do want to add that nationwide, amongst the 99ers, and I'm quoting the National Association for the Prevention of Suicide, the rate among 99ers for suicide has gone up 75%.
And what do you think Congress and the President should be doing in general to create more jobs so people shouldn't have to get unemployment?
The very first thing they need to do is to completely do away with this tax incentive that offers money to corporations by outsourcing our jobs to foreign countries. The minute that is taken out of the scenario, the customer service jobs, retail jobs, all sorts of jobs they'll have a shot at getting a decent job and employment. They may not be able to earn as much as before, but right now, almost every corporation has an incentive monetarily to outsource a job.
What about direct government spending to create jobs?
Well, I do believe that that can help in the sense of infrastructure, because our country has a collapse of our infrastructure system. We definitely need men and women to go out there and, you know, redo our grid, our electrical grid. There are all kinds of construction shovel-ready jobs, but I don't know if that's enough to cover the 15 million expected unemployment.
Tell me more about the 99ers as an organization and what future actions you'll be having, and how do people get in touch with you, and a website.
We have actually formed a coalition of 19 unique groups across America. They're called American99ersUnion.com. That's exactly what the URL is, the website, American99ers. This protest here is actually being sponsored by our organizer from Flash Mob for Jobs. That's also the website, FlashMobForJobs.com. Our plans are that we need to attack Congress nationwide. We've asked all of our members and disseminators of information, the blogs, the Twitters, the followers on Facebook, to contact their respective senators and let them know that their constituents are desperate to see an extension of unemployment benefit.
And is there a demonstration later in the month also?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I believe November 20th, we're going to be, I believe, in front of the Federal Reserve Bank. We're going to form a breadline to assimilate what actually happened in the Depression of 1932-33, where people had to wait in soup lines or bread lines to be able to get a meal. And we are going to symbolically replicate that particular event on November 20th. I want everyone to understand, whoever is listening to this recording, that we are very hardworking people and we make very earnest efforts to try to get any type of job.
And I've been talking with Connie Kaplan, a 99er, who's doing something about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
What do we want?
Yeah.
And when do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Yeah.
And when do we want it?
Now.
Bail out the people, not the banks.
Bail out the people,
not the banks. Bail out the people,
not the banks. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming. Okay, my name is Kian, and I'm unemployed, and I'm here to support the 99ers. I'm not a 99er myself. I'm one of the organizers, and we're here today to make a symbolic but very important moral statement against the economic violence that is being perpetrated on so many in this country. The folks that are 99ers have done everything right their whole lives. They've worked hard, they've built careers. Some of them are young, have educated themselves, and they still cannot find a job. We're tired of blaming the victim. We ask the American people to see the bigger picture of what this the state of this economy. Let's talk about the problem. Everyone is struggling. Everyone is struggling, whether you're working or not. If you're not in the richest 2%, you're struggling. We have to ask the question, why are corporations, major corporations, sitting on millions and billions of record profits by their own account, yet they're still not hiring? We have to ask why our government continues to fight with itself and ignore our needs. People are losing their homes, they're losing their livelihoods, they're losing their children in some horrible cases where the state comes in and takes them over. It is enough. We need help. We are unemployed, and we're proud to stand up and standing on the shoulders of so many, from the women's suffrage movement to the civil rights movement. We are not afraid to be proud to stand up and say, we deserve support. We deserve help. It is not our shame. It is your shame, Congress. Shame on you. Do your job.
Shame on you. Do your job. Shame on you. Do your job.
I want to introduce Yvonne, who's one of the brave 99ers, who has volunteered with me and a few others today to take this moral stand and participate in this non-violent demonstration. Finally, to all the 99ers who may be seeing this or hearing about this, we know it is tough. To all the unemployed, more protests, but we do want to say to the 99ers, you're not alone. Keep your cool. We will win if we all come together. We will win. Yvonne.
I'm here today to add my voice to the rest of us. I've had a lot of experience doing fundraising, public relations, communications work. I've tried all kinds of applying to all kinds of jobs involving that sort of thing, but I've also tried waitressing, a receptionist in a hair salon, a counter person at a takeout at a health, at a juice bar. I rarely get a request to come in for an interview. I think I've had 4 interviews. I've even paid to have my resume redone professionally, and it's done nothing for me. I don't even know what the future is, and I network with a lot of people on Facebook. There are people in their 50s and 40s who have told me they've been turned down for work. Arizona, Nevada, Florida, Colorado, Chicago. They're considered overqualified. I know a woman who's about in her early 50s who went to a CVS in Chicago to apply for a job there. And someone said, oh, is this for your adult daughter? And she said, no, it's for me. And the woman said, they're not going to hire you. We'd like Congress to get back to work and pass some bills so that we can get back to work. Unemployment insurance payments come nowhere near the salary some of us had. I made about $37,000 a year, and I'm getting about half that in unemployment. It barely covers my rent and food, but it's better than nothing. And all my savings have been depleted, so I'm sending this to Congress. I want them, when they come back to work next week, to do their job and pass some bills that help not only the 99ers, but the unemployed behind us, because when that extension expires on November 30th, millions of people are also going to not have any payments to pay rent, utilities, and all kinds of things. I know people living out of cars. I don't have a car. But there are executives living in their cars, going to the library to use the internet. I've given up on my television cable subscription. I'm probably going to kill my home telephone number, and don't know what else I'm going to do. I've sold a few things as well. I've never done this kind of thing before, but I feel if participating in peaceful civil disobedience takes for us to get attention, Congress's attention to our plight, that's what I'm going to do. I'm willing to pay the consequences. Thank you very much.
A job is a right. Fight, fight, fight. A job is a right. Fight, fight, fight. A job is a right.
And the demonstration is moving across the street.
A job is a right. Fight, fight, fight.
Into the middle of the street. They're blocking traffic on Barrack Street near Canal. There are 3 unemployed workers who are sitting down. They're blocking traffic. Over 15 police officers who are ordering us, obviously, to get out of the traffic. There are 4 unemployed workers who are blocking traffic.
A job is a right.
One of the officers is ordering to leave the middle of the street, or they'll be arrested. They're refusing. They're getting up, and they've got their hands behind their backs, and they're chanting, and they're being handcuffed at this moment.
A job is a right. Fight, fight, fight.
They're being led off to the police wagon. There must be over 2 dozen cops here by now.
This is just the beginning. Let it be told. This is just the beginning. Let it be told. This is just the beginning. Let it be told.
They're being led into the police van.
Tier 5 to survive. Tier 5 to survive.
What do we want?
Jobs.
What do we want?
Jobs.
Jobs now.
Jobs now.
Jobs now.
Jobs now.
Jobs now.
Jobs now.
What do we want?
Jobs.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Jobs.
And when do we want it?
Now.
The pace of job loss accelerating, giving the economic situation an increasingly ominous tone.
We are sinking. We are dying now. We are losing everything we have. and now I may lose my home because I have no money.
More than a million families could lose their homes to foreclosure this year.
If you've been out of work for 2 years or more, there's no hope in sight right now.
The Senate Republicans just blocked the unemployment benefits extension bill again.
These guys don't give a damn about us. They'll let us all go under. They stole our jobs, stole our pensions. Our savings, gone. Our homes, gone. Everything we worked for, gone. Now they want to take away our dignity.
A few moments ago, I got a chance to get Senator Orrin Hatch on the record about the unemployment benefits extension and his proposal for drug testing of the unemployed. Take a listen.
We should not be giving cash to people who basically are just going to go blow it on drugs.
In this sea of troubles, they won't even toss us a lifeline. But our anger runs deep. We know who picked our pockets, who stole our future. We're jobless, not toothless. And together, we've got one hell of a bite left. Fight back.
And now we're going to take a look at a Fair Wages Act proposed by a coalition of religious leaders. We want the city council to pass the Fair Wages for New Yorkers Act because every year New York City spends approximately $2 billion to subsidize development and create jobs. And too often those jobs created with these public subsidies pay poverty wages and no benefits.
What are they telling you when you need a raise?
Raise!
When you need food on your tables, what are they saying?
Wait.
When you need somewhere to live, what are they telling you?
Wait.
But we don't want to wait no more. We want living wages. When?
Now.
We want it when?
Now.
We want it when?
Now.
We want it when?
Now.
The clergy demonstration is marching us up to Tweed Courthouse on Chambers Street. There must be about 200 people in this march, about 30 or 40 clergy, and the discussion seems to be to let a representative delegation into the city council meeting to present the petition for a living wage bill. I'm outside with two of the clergy members who are waiting to see how many will be entering to the city council chambers, and I'm with
Father Michael Relier, St. Mark's Church in the Bowery.
And
Rabbi Michael Feinberg, Greater New York Labor Religion Coalition. We're here to support a living wage bill that's before the city council that would guarantee that any city economic developments have a wage floor of a living wage for all its employees, specifically in retail. We know that without a living wage, people cannot provide for themselves, their families, or their communities. The city needs this desperately. New York is the capital of wage and wealth inequality in the country. That's not sustainable, and this bill will help turn that around.
And what exactly would this bill provide for?
At least a $10 an hour minimum wage, and $11.50 if there are no benefits. And as a former vice president of Local 1113, District Council 37, I, as a lifelong trade unionist, feel this is a moral fight as well as a union, and the unions are supporting it.
Who's for this bill and who's against this bill?
We have a majority lined up in the council votes already, but we need a supermajority just in case, well, in the instance that the mayor will veto it, which we're sure he will do. He's indicated he doesn't support it. Really, there'll be very few who vote against it. We just need to really get the supporters to come out, and we need to get a hearing scheduled so we can move the whole process forward.
And Speaker Quinn?
The Speaker has not made any indication of where she stands, and we need to show her that the city is behind this.
And if she doesn't want it to come to the council floor?
Then we'll have a groundswell that will put it on the council floor.
What are the reasons that the mayor said that he doesn't want this bill?
He claims it would cause unemployment if they paid a decent wage. I mean, $10 an hour in New York City, that's we're not asking for an awful lot. You know, it's just not true that it would cause unemployment. and taxpayer money should be used justly and not to line the pockets of the developers if they're aided.
And I say amen to that. Okay, we're on the move here, so let's see what's doing.
We're trying to cross the street.
Right.
We got over 6,000 cards addressed to city council members from the various members of various religious organizations writing their city council member. These cards are being presented now to the city council.
And how many clergy were here from how many institutions?
About 150 religious organizations of all kinds, churches, mosques, synagogues, temples, and we had an excellent service over at St. Peter's on Barclay Street just a short time ago with representatives of all the major, just about all the major faiths in the city.
Okay, and I've been speaking with?
Michael Relier, St. Mark's Church in the Bowery.
That's right near where I live. Thank you so much. And they're going into the city council, temporary city council chambers across the street from the Tweed Courthouse.
They are, well, you're going to drop your bags, they're still in the meeting, and then we're going to come back out in the meeting.
And the revolving door going into the building. And the clergy are filtering in, and they're giving the cards with any petitions to Councilman Coppell, Cabrera, and Letitia James.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. What are you doing here today?
Came to be a part of bringing in the cards to ask for a higher or an increase in wages for the people of the community.
What church are you with?
I'm with Calvary Fellowship AME Church in Brooklyn.
Your name?
Joseph Walston.
And why is this so important?
It's important because there's a great need for people to have a better standard of living. Too many people are living below poverty. And we have to do all that we can to try and make a difference. We have too many people who have so much and too many people who have too little. So we have to equal the ball field if we can. Try and bring about some justice in the community.
And how many clergy are here today from how many different institutions?
I couldn't tell you. I saw quite a number of clergy here today. I'm glad that I saw them from different persuasions, you know, and it was good to see them. I couldn't tell you how many. It must have been about 100 of us, which was very nice.
And what does it look like on the city council front? Is there much support?
I believe I see some of the city council out here now. I think that their very presence out here now means that they support it. I certainly hope so. But we're going to fight as best as we can. You know, some say the time is now, and some say the time has passed. It's long overdue for us to have an increase in wage for the minimum wages.
This is living wages. Exactly what does that mean?
Means that it should be comfortable for people to live on, okay? And $7.50 or $7.25 an hour, I think it amounts to somewhere around $15,000 a year. That's not comfortable to decent living, okay? So it need to be much higher than that. And we're hoping and we're fighting that it will become greater than what it is now.
And where is the pristine friend from the city council on this?
Yeah, good question. But I pray and hope that they will be in agreement with this issue.
Okay, thank you so much. And I've been speaking again with?
Okay, Joseph Walston, Calvary Fellowship, AME Church, Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. Okay. And across the street in front of the Tweed Courthouse. There are about 100 people on the steps and they are chanting and they are making lots of progressive noise.
Nobody's going to tell us that we don't deserve the living wages. Because if everybody else is getting promotions,
there you go.
All elected officials, everything that's underneath the government system, is called a bailout plan.
All right.
right?
Yeah.
But do they got a bailout plan for you?
No.
Do they got a bailout plan for you?
No.
What are they telling you to do?
Wait.
When they go to the banks, they bail out the banks, but they're telling you to do what?
Wait.
They tell corporations, they bail out corporations, but they're telling you to do what?
Wait.
When they go and they do contracting
Wait.
Firms, what are they telling you to do?
Wait.
But we're tired of doing what?
Wait.
Now, what do we want?
Living wage.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Living wage.
When do you want it?
Now.
I need you to let them know that you are not going to wait anymore. What do you want?
Living wage.
When do you want it?
Now.
What do you want?
Living wage.
When do you want it?
Now.
What do you want?
Living wage.
When do you want it?
Now.
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 Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.